breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio, proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Yes, I am. I'm proudly powered by the fruits and veggies. In fact, since last week, we had a little outbreak in the McCullough household. The little four-year-old started running fevers, and then sure enough, the six-year-old started running fevers, and there were no other symptoms. But I said, you know what? I just need to up my dosage. So I've been on a 10-10, Doc Howard, and I have not. I've just skated past all of our kids. We don't know what they had. We took them. No ear infection, nothing else. They're just fighting something in their system. But Dad didn't get it, and that's the great thing. Welcome back, Doc. Awesome. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. You know, I know you know I've been let's see in the last 4 weeks to Germany and Switzerland and Italy and back to Germany and Switzerland and then back to New York and Philadelphia and back to New York and now in Myrtle Beach and all about 4 weeks. And when I was there, you know, I had that little scratch. I had a little tickle.
Right. Just a tickle.
It's gone. It never got me, and it was gonna hit hard, you know, that airplane flying and that air blowing on you and the guy next to you. In fact, I think I told you the other day, but I sit next to this person in the airport, and they're like, I'm not joking. It was like some of the raft. I turned to Susan when she walked up and said, "Man, I'm afraid that lady next to me is gonna cough up a piece of lung." And then I thought about moving. I thought, hey, I take my Balance of Nature, and I'm on a triple dose right now. I am good.
Well, you know what, Doc? To that end, you know, when you're a parent and you see your kid sick, and that's the worst thing in the world, just to know that their little body is suffering under something. And fevers are a good sign. It's your body fighting something off. I understand all of that. But when you lean down to kiss him, you're like, am I going to catch what they have? And no, I don't worry about that. I've got the fruits and veggies in my system working right, and there we go. Hey, there's this new story out today. A new study has been done, and I don't have a lot of patience for vegans to begin with. And if anybody's listening and is a vegan, I'll have plenty of patience with you. But they seem to have a lot of agendas when it comes to other stuff of my life. And I'm not always so pleased with that. And Doc, you know this because I had a salad for lunch when we had lunch the other day, and I had my little protein sliced on top of it. But there's this new study that says that vegans don't get enough vitamin B12. And so now they're being encouraged to supplement B12, just B12, no other supplements, just B12, according to this new German study. And I wondered, you know, in the world that you and I live in every day now with whole nutrition from 31 fruits and vegetables, is this study onto something, or are they just like targeting one thing that's going to leave other things undealt with?
Well, yes and yes. Okay. The thing is with B12 is it's not really as much a vitamin as the others anyways, because you actually have the bacteria in you convert other chemistry to B12. And the other thing is B12 is hard to get from, it's hard to get from some sources, and that's what everybody pushes towards red meat. But red meat actually is quite low on the totem pole. It's actually higher in shellfish and, oh, even salmon has doubled out of red beef, basically, and or red meat. And the thing is what it is B12 is this chemical that attaches along with the proteins. And so your body has the ability to separate that off and then use it. But the other source of that is you have bacteria in your bowel that can make B12. Now, that's deep in the colon, so then you need an intrinsic factor, which is another aspect that your stomach has to produce to order to get that to absorb and bring it back. But you don't need a lot of B12 either, but it's a very, very vital chemical for your body to work on nerves, on the red blood cell production, on a lot of different areas. So the thing is they've been fighting. They used to say vegetarians had to take B12. Well, they don't say that anymore. Now it's vegans, because vegans cut out all dairy on top of that. Well, dairy is also an animal protein, and there's enough in there. A couple of eggs a day, you know, and then with some minor things, then you still can. Soy is a good protein that carries some B12 along with it and it can detach off of. So there are plant sources that people do forget about. But the key to this is, sorry, I'm going backwards, but there was a study done in England that I really love that shows that The problem with B12 is not as much that we're not getting it in, but that we've had too many antibiotics. We haven't restored our bacteria the way it needs to be in the bowel. Excuse me. And so then on top of that, then it doesn't have the right chemistry to make what it needs to make. It's a very, very complex chemical. There's 30 stages that the chemical has to go through. But when all of the chemistry is there for your bowel to work upon, it can work. But the problem is that chemistry is not included, for example, in a multivitamin. Hmm. In fruits and vegetables, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals, hundreds of thousands, and that come together, and then your body can take that chemistry and make what it needs. It's a fermentation process. And so fermented foods, by the way, have an increased amount of B12 that your body can attach to, that your body can take from the attachment and absorb.
So the fruits and the vegetables are helping the rest of the body do what it needs to do to get the B12 from the protein sources that are going through it.
Exactly. And my wife would be nudging me right now if she were here saying, you've gone way over in the science. But I hope people understand that it really isn't as difficult as they make it. God didn't make it so that we have to take shots, so we have to take pills that are artificially made from bacteria fermentation, but that our body, when we give it all of the chemistry it needs, it truly can make that chemistry. It really is a self-satisfying machine, and it really can satisfy those areas. You know, it goes down to, there's also, it takes to another, there was a family that's being charged for abuse of their child because they were putting them on a vegan diet. And we have to be careful of that. Children need fats, and there's some things. So you do have to be careful, but fats don't always have to come from meat. You just
right.
have to remember that.
Right, right, right. Hey, good stuff. And, Doc, if you can get that study, if there's a link of that online British study, we'll be glad to post it with the podcast because I'd love people to be able to see that. But, friends, what you need to know is that the fruits and veggies are going to help balance your system and help your system do what it needs to do to get that B12 effectively. And you can get those fruits and veggies going just by calling 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and ask them not only about your complimentary health coach when you call, get started on the fruits and veggies, but be ready to start a very exciting adventure in getting a new day of health made for your body, your family, your life. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.